Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Asking you for some guidance today. What are the things you must do before you get engaged? Got an idea? Jump on the phone with us. 404-263-0941. Of those things, you just got to check off the list before you put a ring on it. And I'm bringing it up because producer Janine, I think you're about to get engaged.
You keep saying that, and you keep scaring me.
This is my prediction because the holidays are on the way. Janine and her boyfriend Tom have been together for a while now. He's head over heels in love. He's got a good job, and he's making some money now, so I know he can afford that ring. Okay, so if you can give Janine some group therapy today, even though she didn't ask for it. I'm
you,
asking for it for you. 404-263-0941. Here's a couple of things that are musts, I think, before you get engaged.
Okay, bring it.
One is getting on the same page about all the basics. Do you want children?
Heck yeah.
And does he?
Yes.
Okay.
We're good on that. We're
good
safe
on that one. And if so, how many?
I'm good with one. I don't really know about him. I feel like we're both kind of chill with, you know, whatever pops out.
Like, whatever happens.
Whatever.
You know,
okay.
Bichon Frise, whatever. Goldfish, sure. We're good.
Goldfish, four-legged fur baby,
yeah,
actual humans, whatever.
We're
it's
fine.
Cool. So it's getting on the same page about all of those, like, majors, right?
Okay, those make sense. I think we've had all those conversations.
All those conversations, check. Okay. Another one on the list is making the move. A lot of experts say you should move in together first.
Yeah, we're planning on that, actually, which is scary, but a good scary.
So, okay.
What's going to happen first, the engagement or the move-in?
I have a rule that we have to move in together, but Jen's kind of right. He's so romantic.
Yeah, I'm not asking you, though.
Some...
I'm actually asking
yeah.
Jen Hobbs.
Okay.
You're
sorry.
Not allowed to answer.
I thought this was about me, but
no,
that's fine.
You know, I'm asking, we're talking about your life in front of you, so what do you think happens
that makes
first?
Sense.
What do I think happens yeah. first? I think that Tom wants her to know it's for real, so I think he is going to propose and then just say, we'll live together for a year before the wedding happens, because he has always known that's Janine's rule,
yeah.
that she wants to live together before she actually gets married. So, but I think that he's a true romantic, and I mean, he's been trying hard for this one for a long time.
And again, I'm going to ask Janine, even though you're right here, is Tom more romantic than Janine is? Jen Hobby, I'm asking you.
Yes, I think Tom is more romantic than Janine.
I think you guys don't see my romantic side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my anxiousness comes out with you guys, but I really love being cute and doing all the sweet things. So
okay.
I think we're pretty tight on that, actually.
Okay. All right, one more thing on my list is traveling together. Mm. And making sure that you go on road trips and longer, like, extended vacations together. Because there's a side of a person that comes out on vacation that doesn't come out otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can be in the comforts of your own home and your own town and your own little routine. And they're one person. But then they're a little uncomfortable on vacation. You want to make sure you're good with that person, too. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So what are the things Janine absolutely must do before she gets engaged? Join us for group therapy right now, 404-263-0941. We want to hear from your experience, what you wish you would have checked off that list first.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Your Atlanta United match tickets are coming up here in just a second. But first, we're getting some guidance for group therapy because I believe our producer Janine is about to get engaged. So what are those things that you've got to check off the list before you get engaged? Janine, you're really nervous about this. Why?
I'm so nervous because I'm a commitment phobe, and I've made some bad choices in my dating life. I'll put it that way. And it took a couple of years for me to notice. So I want to do this right. You know, like, you get one shot, hopefully, theoretically, maybe. And
yeah.
I want it to be the one. You know, I don't want to figure this out all over again. I want to trust myself. I want to trust my gut. I want to feel love and know that it's real.
Katie in Winder is joining us for group therapy. What's the one thing that Janine's got to do before she gets engaged?
I think it's very important for both of she needs to and her fiance need to discuss how much time they're spending with each family. And
oh, yeah. That's good.
I feel like the I know on from my standpoint, my family tended, we kind of went toward my family, and we always did his family stuff. But now that my son is older, and he's actually 24, he's dating. I think it's really important for the man to speak up about his family, and
very good.
Right.
Yeah.
That it kind of be in not exactly equal time, but that they have a place as well.
Thank you so much for the call,
Katie. Big families around the holidays can cause a lot of disruptions.
Oh, yeah.
Emily in Decatur says in-laws are important, too. Hey, Emily.
Hey. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, what does Janine need to do before she gets engaged?
So you definitely need to talk to your significant other about in-laws, and not just how much time you're going to spend with them, but also what's going to happen if you have conflict with them. Because you're not always going to like their family. And even if you have a good relationship now, stuff really gets real after you get married. And you really need to make sure that your significant other is going to be on your side and is going to, you know, be able to defend you if something goes down with in-laws.
Thank you so much, Emily. Have you done that yet, Janine?
Yeah, we've actually discussed that because our families are pretty different, and we've had, I don't want to say conflict, we've had discussions about how different our families are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paula in Atlanta joining us for group therapy. Hey, Paula.
Hey, Jen. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Paula.
Good morning.
So, we're talking about, who is it that's ready to get married?
Janine.
Me, apparently.
I'm saying I think she's about to get engaged. Right. So what's your one piece of advice, something she's got to do before she puts a ring on it?
You know what? This may be unpopular, but it works. She needs to have one more last fling. She does. She needs to have one more hookup.
Oh.
Yes. 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 She needs to have, let me tell you why. See, Janine, you're engaged. You're about to be married to somebody for the rest of your life. I don't know how old you are, but the rest of your life means just that. The rest of your life. But this is what you do. This is a good time to find out if you really love the guy. I mean, I'm sure you do. But still, you have that one last fling. You get that one wild hair out your butt.
I got a question.
Couples argue.
I got a question.
All couples, yes, ma'am.
Do I involve him in this person? Like, does he know? Does he help me choose who? What's going on here? I'm not doing this in secret. There's a whole trust level thing here. Do we go on Tinder together? Do we go shopping together?
Girl.
How's this gonna work?
You're overthinking it way too much. No.
Yes.
This you keep this to yourself. You know what? You bring him into it, he will never trust you. This is something he never has to know about.
Really?
This is not for him. This is for your good. This is for you because every couple argues. Every couple argues. And there's always that time when you got one too many arguments going on and you're going to wish I had done this and I wish I had done that. Get that all out the way now.
Mm-hmm.
Get
Paula.
That out the way now. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
We got about 10 seconds here. Did you do this?
I did. I did, but it made me love my husband even more because I realized after that that I didn't want anybody else. For better or for worse, I didn't want anybody else. I got that warm wild hair out my butt. So after every time we were arguing, I never thought, I wish I should have, would have, could have done. I did it, and I'm over it.
Love it. Mic drop right there.
That's
from Paula.
Paula.
Thank you so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.